We own stocks. We have no sell order. We feel like we're swinging in the wind here with no support. But
wait,
Ed
that's
says,
the intro of the episode?
But
I thought there was a disclaimer because this is episode 9.
But Ed says that's okay. The market, as far as the pot stocks goes, is rallying, as you say, Ed. You feel very confident about it, so we're out there with no sell orders. Tell us what made you, like,
how... What How made high this? Are you?
I'm pretty high. What was wrong with that intro? I thought it was a good intro.
He's okay.
What was wrong with it?
Let's Hi, welcome to Ed's Got My Money, episode 9. I'm David Fickus, and
oh,
this
shit.
Is Jonesy, and with and me is Ed. Ed. The concept of the show is that Ed has got $500
up This is the intro that we don't want. This is exactly the intro that we don't want. Hi, I'm
this
David.
Is the
this is the intro
that you bragged about last
episode. This is like
episode.
Snooze Fest 101 here.
Snooze Fest. That's, oh, Jesus. Disclaimer, we are doing this for our own amusement. Don't listen to us. We listen to Ed, and Ed's got our money, not yours.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Where were you? You babbling mess?
In the past.
I'm a babbling mess. You know, I don't mind being.
I'm all over the place.
In the past, I'm in the doghouse. I really made it very clear that I wanted you guys, after you made a purchase, to have a sell order in place immediately afterwards.
Now, look.
And I like that because I feel like I'm in sketchy waters here. I'm in unfamiliar territory.
There's sharks.
So sharks, I mean, and I don't know where they're coming from. So when I put in a sell order, I feel safe.
Okay, listen, real quick, recap. I have my money in my high. You have your money in...
MSRT.
Yeah. Yes.
MSRT.
And you do not have a sell order.
Do you have a sell order?
I have a sell order.
Oh,
okay.
He has a sell order.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way,
higher than Ed told me. So apparently I am going rogue.
He's going to get busted.
Hey, I think Ed may be more of a guideline, guys. He might be more of a guideline.
There's a reason behind my madness, but to go off on what...
Hey, this is the same guy who said you want me to lose money,
no,
which I do
no,
not
no,
like.
No, no, I said it would probably be best if you lost money.
Oh, so much better. So much better. Thank you.
He just wants you to learn a lesson, David.
No, I don't want you to get hit by a car, but more like a truck.
Some people have to go to prison to learn not to pick pockets. Okay, go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, so the reason we're changing on you right now is I'm seeing signs that we're headed towards a... pot stock rally.
Ooh.
And you when once a pot
a PSR
once
a, would you,
you
call
guys
that
haven't
a PSR?
Witnessed the actual rally that I've been in twice now in pot stocks, and if you get to witness this and you're not in a stock that's moving, it's going to drive you bananas.
Wait, you spent a whole episode saying that is like Fickus fever and that's bad and we don't want that to happen, and now
strategies change. I talked about this. So here.
That's so awful.
No, when the market conditions
remember what
change,
I told you before?
When you start seeing investors holding these stocks and not dumping them, once all the weak hands are out of them, there's only one direction to go. It takes time for it to build, but it's building. I'm starting to see breakouts in all these pot stocks, and a lot of them are on the verge of breaking out. So we're trying to get in them right before that so we can hit that 10, 15% breakout.
Okay, it is today's date is May 20th, 19, no. What day do you... project this. I want you to call it.
Project what?
This is the PSR, the pot stock rally.
Oh.
The thing that's happening. We're all in it right now, or it's going to go nuts, and we're going to all be sad if we watch
it.
When is it happening?
The strategy that we're in now of buying before a breakout requires a lot more patience than Dave has.
What are we talking about? Why'd you turn that on me? I'm asking...
I'm telling you the truth.
You just basically said you don't want to be on the sidelines for this. So make sure you get in. At the same time, don't do that. Like, none of this makes any sense.
Hey, Dave, if you want to be a millionaire, you got to wait a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
So PSR, so this PSR thing that's happening, the pot stock rally, sometime 2022, 2023.
Well, I don't have a crystal ball as far, but I can watch the market and see things developing. And
okay.
They're starting to develop, but it doesn't always mean that it's going to be tomorrow or it's going to be 3 days from now. It means it's building and it's going to happen. I don't know exactly when. But that's okay, because if it takes a month and you make 15 or 20% on that stock, it doesn't matter.
We started this podcast and we're up $80.
And it's been 14 years.
Let's
That's how
talk,
I'm sound in
let's
14
talk
years.
Percentages. Always percentages, because we're only starting with $500. Come on.
What? No, we started with $500. Again, I want some charts to see how we're doing, because I'm beating Jonesy. I am, right?
Yeah, you have.
But how much money did you put in MSRT? Because I didn't put all of mine in.
I put all mine in.
Oh, you doubled all of it?
I put it all in there.
I kept
as much as you can buy, right?
As much as I could buy, yeah.
Oh, I didn't do that.
So how much cash you have left out of the... Like, you're always going to have some change. What was your change?
No, he's...
I think it was under $3 or something. I tried to...
You got the max.
I don't even have
right?
enough to sell the damn thing.
Well, they take it out of the actual value.
They take it out of the sale. Okay, I'm not
stuck.
That's
funny.
So that kind of entered your mind. Hey, I only have $3 cash and it costs $7 to sell. Am I going to be able to sell it? Nope, you're stuck.
I'm in for life.
That's funny.
I really committed.
Well, that's great. But the reason we don't want to put a sell order in yet, because I have my suspicions that we're going to end.
Just his pot?
Yeah,
stock?
Because.
Just MSRT?
Yeah, I want you to get your. I want you to get out on this one, because I think there's a lot better. All these other stocks are starting to show a lot of strength, and my high isn't showing the same strength yet. And it's starting to worry me.
You said get in at 6. I get in at 6.2 or 6.3.
6.3. That's 5%. I mean, you know, that's 2 years in the money market. So, hey.
That's pretty good.
Okay. So
Ed, you gave us a quote on the text messages that I'd like to get some clarification on.
Sure,
so
yeah.
I brought it in. You asked us, and perhaps David even remembers this, do you like your flings with herpes or gonorrhea?
Oh, no, did I say that?
Yeah, so could you be specific?
No, you typed it. You typed it. Much more.
Oh, my gosh. I regret saying that to you guys, because, you know.
I just want to give them what's the flavor of the text messages that we're sending?
I want flings. By the way, these flings are supposed to be positive experiences. They are not supposed to, like, you know.
You're not supposed to walk away with any sort of debilitation at all, right? Physically.
Yeah. Wait, we did have a listener named Greg.
Oh, let's get to Greg.
And he had a thing. He wanted to ask Ed if it's an 80-20 split, and you're basically 80%, you think you can do this, right? Is that what?
Yeah. Some of the fling trades that I give you guys
I think
I'm at 80% being right on.
Okay,
that.
Why aren't you just going all in? Why aren't you dumping in and like gambling big on one?
You mean all in on,
right? That's what Greg's question was.
An
right?
individual stock that I think if it hits that point that I'll make.
Pause that answer real quick. What are you the most confident in right now? Which one of these pot stocks are you like? This guy is rock solid and ready to go.
Well, I think we talk about this one over and over. The CVSI.
CVSI, you think is the big one.
Yeah.
And that's a dollar stock now. So
it just hit a dollar for the first time, yeah.
And that, what happens for this 10 banger? Like, what happened? Like, what are we going to see if it just takes off to the moon? Like, it just keeps going up?
Most stocks that are winners tend to make new highs. I mean,
sure,
I know that
sure.
sounds a little
no, no, no. But I mean,
understand.
Like how high is that going to go? Like,
no
how
pun
high
intended.
Is that gonna go?
It can. Oh, how high do I
yeah,
think?
Yeah, it's at a dollar now. Is it going to get as high as Jonesy?
Yeah. As high as
that high, huh?
Well, we're all rich.
What
baby.
Are you? What are you? 5'1"? Five? No, I'm kidding.
Wait, sorry. No.
No. So to get back to what was the question about Greg?
I wanted to use that as an example of like what you think is a real strong bet. So if you're feeling really good about CVSI, like Greg's question would be like, why aren't you just like
all in
right.
Dumping
on
your
that?
Life savings in it like that?
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. So
80% is pretty good.
I agree.
That's
how I got through high school.
A lot of these smaller companies, they don't trade like a lot of stock. Or let's say this. If you have a company like CVSI that might have a $20 million market cap, all right, that means there's about $20 million of investors in it.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then you have a company like GE that has billions and billions of dollars
right.
in their market cap. So the more, when you put too much money, if you put too much money in a small cap stock, you're kind of like a big owner of it, and you don't ever want to
right.
be a big owner of a small company.
Right.
You just want a portion of it. You're just taking out these little chunks of these little companies until they get a lot bigger. So yeah,
but like a huge.
I expected your answer to not be that at all. I expected it to be something about, you know, you should never put your eggs all in one basket.
Well, that's also
your own. Is that
yeah?
Also,
never do that. We've mentioned this before. Where
yeah,
I said
right?
sure.
The whole overall strategy was to get a little bit of a lot of companies in the pot stock industry.
So
that's right. That's right. Jason makes a great point there. Like Vegas, you can move the line. If you put all your money into, in other words, if you bet in a sports team, if a lot of money goes on, you throw in a lot of money, you will move the line.
That happens in horse racing too.
Horse racing as well. Yeah.
Yeah, you spread it out.
Shit, what was I going to say? I was going to say...
Did that answer Greg's question?
Well, yeah, I think he's basically saying you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, but also...
But there's also that chance, that 20% chance, in my case, 20%, what I think...
You lose it all, or
a
whatever.
20% chance that you're going to lose a good chunk of it. It's always... one of the things that's kept me floating really well after I made a lot of good moves in pot stocks was the fact that I had a bunch of company, a lot of them with just a little money in them.
Right.
So, and then I'll hit some and others won't do so
you
well.
You own the stable and all the horses are running and some of them are winning and some of them are breaking even. Yeah. And the ones that don't make it,
we go back to that 10 bagger that we talk about, that you only need one to succeed.
Right.
And you can make $1 million.
So this goes into a little bit of our long-term plan. Right now, you know, we're up $60, we're reinvested right now. At what point do we start, and when we double our money, are we going to start betting into multiple places?
Yeah, so I think once we get above $200 profit, what we're going to do is once we're in a stock we believe has a longer term a better looking,
take a chunk of it, let it sit there for a long time.
Instead of, for instance, we got $700 in there on that trade. Instead of you taking all of it out, we'll just take out $500 of it so that we can keep on finding that next one. We'll leave that $200 stashed.
Okay, gotcha.
There.
Because hemp was pretty strong still. Like I made my money. We both made the money on hemp, right?
10%.
We both made money on hemp. So if we were at if we had $700 in that, say down the road, would we have just pulled out?
You guys, like this, if this rally happens and you guys are in a stock that maybe goes up 50%, we're going to probably leave that $200 in that
keep
company.
It there. Because that's so when a stock jumps up like 50%, that means more. Is that the level investment is getting large? Like you're saying, a company is $1 million or whatever, but then the volume, it becomes a $2 million. Like the value of that goes so much. So. That's a huge. That's the grand slam that we want to be on that level.
And what happens is if with the strategy we're learning, because I'm still we're constant. We're all learning. Even I'm learning. Obviously, strategy overall is that we'll tend, once we start doing this and peeling off some of these stocks that we get these good gains, we'll find the winners automatically through this strategy.
Right.
You get it. So I mean, like I'm in CVSI since it was like 30 cents or so, and I'm in it. Still at $1.10 or whatever it hit today, and I'll always be in it if it hits 20, because I have that. I've already got that stashed away,
right?
That portion of it, and that's what.
So
I
that's
got
what
with
we want to do
them,
with, say, my it. High.
Yeah, I mean, I would love for you guys
stock
to have like
in the history of stocks,
$10,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but my high is one of those stocks that can hit 10 cents in a day. Okay, so it's gonna happen. It could happen so damn quick, you know. Of course, you got your order in to sell at 7 something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had it at 8 at one point.
We might pull that off. We'll see.
I really want that to happen tomorrow. I really want that to happen. I want to pull my stock. I'm gonna be like, no, I'm gonna wait till 9. I like 30%er.
That's what. Jason,
if that happens tomorrow, if that happens, if that thing goes up 20% tomorrow, I am going to go rogue a lot. No, that's. And I'm just kidding. That's the thing that you don't want me to do. So, and I'm not gonna do it. Wait, you had another thing you were gonna talk about, Jonesy.
I had something that...
Was it herpes again?
It was gonorrhea.
It
was
God, very close. Have you seen the posters around town?
It's really abominable. Are they trying to scare the shit out of us?
Yeah, I guess so.
They
but
want us
come
to
on.
Not have sex ever again?
What was...
They're graphic.
The one with the chest and
oh
the stuff.
Oh my God, it's unbearable.
What is it? Chlamydia? What? I can't remember what it was.
I think it's gonorrhea.
No, syphilis. It was all syphilis.
Right. Oh, syphilis. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the gonorrhea one today again.
I'm getting a bad visual here.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Side note. Go ahead.
This is a question I was thinking about. When you look at the charts and you try to determine where these important destination points are, the low, mm-hmm. you know, where it's going to bounce.
Yep.
How do you know to choose from the 5-day chart, the 1-month chart, the 3-month chart? Because I click on these and mm-hmm. it changes the whole, you know, the whole squiggly line.
Well, it's just
I don't mean to get technical.
Right.
But I guess you could make your decision based on the 3 month chart where that bounces, right? Can't you, or the 5 day chart?
That's just like, all history. Of it. I use them all.
How do you decide which one is more accurate? How do you decide when you pick your entry point? How do you, which one do you use and why?
Ed, let me take this one.
Go ahead, Dave.
Jonesy, listen, when you get to be an expert such as myself, you realize that there's the 1 day, 5 day, but you can look at the long history of it, of where it goes low. But I've been doing this, sorry, no jokes aside, but when Ed says you should hit this one, I definitely go and go, when was the last time it hit? Like the My High, you said you should do it at 0.6, and I was like, it hadn't been at 0.6 in 3 months, and you, I believe, told me at one point 0.65 and a different long time ago. That was the original thing. So a little bit, whatever. I feel like he said that at one point. Listener, go back and find out all that information. But that, looking at all the history to see where it goes, yeah, because some of those you can see like skyrocket. My High has a jump at one point.
Sure.
So I'm like, oh, there's the possibility of that.
But to me, when you like that example, is why I would toss that chart out.
Because it had already hit huge and then went down?
Because that force that made it go up there, it was because it was a brand new stock. Everybody was
excited.
No,
not all of them. Not all of them.
Whatever it was, that's like an anomaly. Like if we, you know, when scientists do an experiment, that is an anomaly.
Is it?
That needs to
is
be
that,
tossed out.
No, not really.
Well,
is it?
I'm just going to just branch off and tell you guys that when you're looking at charts, all you're trying to do is find out when all the weak hands are out. And that tells you the clues. You've got all you're trying to do is find out when everybody that is scared shitless get out of the stock. That's all you're looking for. So there's a lot of evidence.
And that's when you want to trigger, so it'll.
That's
go
when
up.
That's when you get into that safe space in a stock. Is when, for instance, green.
So, sorry. The whole
green's
idea.
An example of that.
Okay.
GRHNH, correct?
Yeah. GRNH.
NH. I keep on getting
that. Yeah, that's the one that I almost got it.
I told you that the 34 was that barrier, that the support level that once it breaks that, it's going to go down to 3. I told you that it would go below 3, and that's what your order was in for, below 3.
And then it didn't.
And it didn't, but it kept trying to pound through that 34 and over and over again.
Okay, that's happening because people are bailing out on that stock. That's what?
It's actually showing signs that people are not bailing out.
Okay,
of it.
So it's staying there. Okay,
yeah.
So people are staying
support,
in it.
Major support, yeah.
So support, and we want it to break so it goes low.
Wanted it.
Then
to
everybody
break the
rebuilds up the like. It's basically like if this was like
you
a,
got the last of the scared bunch out finally, and now it's reset and ready to go.
So it jumps down, and then they build up more structure. But what happens when it jumps down and keeps going down?
And then that's when sometimes you have to rethink what you did. But yeah, it happens at times, no doubt.
Okay,
no
listen.
Doubt. So
we got.
Yeah, so I think you answered my question. You look at very recent charts.
Yes. All right.
That was the answer
for
to that, right?
Yeah, all of them.
The year one.
All of them.
No, there's
but
6 months
to me, if
things.
You're trying to gauge what's happening in the market right now, who's bailing out right now, you're looking at the 3 day, the 1 day.
The 1 day, 5 day.
But, you know what I mean?
But you've got to understand.
Because you're making your decisions based on what's happening right now.
That gives
for
me
the, most part.
The clues of trying to pinpoint my entry. But the 3 month and the 6 months gives me an overall, because I get to see a lot of the volume that happened in the past and the fluctuation of the stock. So I need to know that to kind of get an idea if it's behaving the same exact way as always or if it's changing its behavior. So I'm always looking for that.
When you're gauging the behavior of a stock, you not only look at what the numbers are on the chart, but the change in volume?
Yes, volume is so important.
It shows you that on the chart as well?
Yeah, on the chart.
When you look back, it
you
looks
may not
volume?
Have it.
I've
yeah,
never
wanna,
even seen this.
You
wanna, where do
you
I find
look at
it?
The volume. I a lot of times when I see
how
you guys
important?
Text of the stock, I'll show you some of that high volume at certain
you'll
points.
Show,
I'll show it.
I don't even know that you showed me
yeah,
high
so
volume.
So look at the little
or volume at all
at the bottom of the bottom
that's
of the chart.
Right here. That's not on the chart. Not on the
okay.
chart.
Yeah, the chart doesn't.
Not
have,
on the
does
chart.
Have volume it's, on the chart.
You don't have your setup for volume. You guys need to do
no,
that.
Well, what yeah. about? Well, if
all
you go
right,
to the overview.
Well, now we're on episode 9 here. Now we know we should have a volume chart. Ed,
well,
come on, these
you
are
know
tools
what you guys ought to do is start sending me some of your.
It's right here, volume.
So, and what does volume even mean?
That's the amount of shares that obviously are trading.
It's not obvious. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, we're the guys that
you're
know
saying
nothing.
It's the amount
so
of
so on our next
trading,
episode,
does that mean all the shares that are out there
that
available?
For instance, I'll show you guys a lot of times at the end of the day, a big block trade of a stock that's about 10% of the volume of the stock.
Okay, listen, next episode we're seriously getting into volume. I want to know. No, that's actually
that's
the big
that's
picture
great.
Of all that stuff, which is crazy. Because right now, like right now, I feel like I'm like coasting on the system of like looking at the charts, looking at the thing that says 10%. You can see it go up and down. Like there's a basic understanding of my money's here. If this goes up, I make it. If it goes down, I lose it. But the theory behind all of this, and when you were talking about the jackhammer trying to get through the bottom of that, like that to me is very fascinating, because the more we understand that, then we'll know what we're looking for more, and then I can go rogue in a more in a more educated sense. The other thing I was going to say was I know we don't have that many listeners, but it doesn't matter because I love this fucking time with the five of us.
Yeah,
and I know that they're going to catch up and listen to this shit, but I just wanted to say I don't give a shit because I'm learning shit and it's super fun. But for those of you guys that are listening, thank you. I'm DFickus at Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Funny Jones on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm Ed Shane at Stocking_U, the letter U.
And I also like to point out that none of the batteries ran out. All the sound worked.
Wow,
and
that's the first time.
And I'm on episode 9, and the day that we taped episode 9, I actually subscribed to our own podcast. So good job, everyone. Good job. We're on our way, guys.
All right. All right.
Yeah, so we're out of here. Hey, Ed, final word.
I was just going to say maybe we'll talk about some opportunity or some options for people that don't want to get involved with trading stocks every day.
Oh, yes.
We can talk about that.
Oh, people that don't have time.
Okay, next episode we'll
talk about stash. Or people that are bored to shit with phrases like volume. And
yes, and we're going to definitely talk about the volume and what part it plays in reading charts.
Okay, cool.
Because that's great that you asked that.
Because I'm confused.
Okay,
great.
Thank you.
Yep.